U.S. agriculture plays a key part in both mitigating climate change impacts and feeding the world, with efforts underway to do both. Rod Bain has more.
More intense weather patterns, longer droughts, more severe storms, more pests, more diseases really does have an impact on productivity.
What Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack is describing is the impacts of potential climate change on agriculture. His remarks came at the recent Global Food Security Symposium, which addressed the topic of advancing food security around the world in the face of adverse weather and climate change. The secretary says USDA's role on this issue starts at home, with the recent establishment of regional climate change hubs within the U.S.
Really designed to take a look at each region of our country and the agriculture and forestry needs of each region of our country and determine how and where the climate is impacting productivity and how our producers and growers might be given the tools and the technologies to enable them to adapt and mitigate to the changing climate so that we can continue to be a food secure nation.
The secretary says equipping individual producers with information about greenhouse gases and how agriculture can mitigate their impacts is important. One tool that growers can use is a Natural Resources Conservation Service offering called the COMET tool.
It allows farmers to adjust and determine precisely how much greenhouse gas impact certain farming practices will have as they consider them and what conservation practices can be put in place.
Secretary Vilsack also notes additional USDA programs such as
GraceNet, which is designed to identify practices that will embrace the notion of carbon sequestration through agriculture.
Studies on climate change and impacts on soil are underway.
There are over 6,000 sites where we're now taking samples to make sure that we know precisely the composition of our soil. It's the most massive data collection of soil quality and quantity and condition in the history of our country.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.